B-Pod Studios.
Let's do something crazy.
Toucher.
We're going to need Advil for breakfast.
Rich.
First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. I've been laughing into the microphone as I watch Beef Boys, Tim and Eric show.
Did the hot tub episode air yet?
I just saw it.
Oh, God.
I'll just say they don't have enough tube.
It is the most scatological 12 minutes of television that you'll ever watch.
And there's a shortage of prunes. They don't have enough tube. So I was
That's
laughing.
That's the Tim and Eric TV show.
Laughing aloud as that was going on.
It's a parody of, like, you know, TGIF sitcoms. Except in this one.
Sort of. Yeah.
Sort of. There's the laugh track and everything and the, you know, the theme. I just like every time they transition to scene, you just hear this, beef. And then they go to the next scene.
Well, the black guy is...
Oh, he's great. That's do-do-do-do. That's that guy from the Tim and Eric show.
He goes, I feel stupid. I don't have enough tube. Uh-oh, here's his diarrhea. Right.
Oh, the Beef Boys. Okay, so, by the way, Dan was just telling me today would have been the final day of the Final Four. Also, Thursday would not only have been the start of the Masters, but I believe game one of the NHL playoffs. So... there you go. So in order for try to combat some of that misery, we are breaking down some of our favorite moments from the history of the Toucher and Rich show. And so let's get to the time when we met a certain hero of the city councils of America. Let's meet Mr. Ace on the Case.
Do you know you have scratchy toilet paper? I have two boobs, not six. I have $6. I got marbles here. Now I'm fat as a cow.
98.5, the Sports Hub. It is the city council meeting, a place where the disenfranchised go and they can use that time for whatever really they want. It just is a place to go and vent. One thing we learned yesterday, though, is the toilet paper, not great.
No, at City Hall? No, of course not. The woman brought her own toilet paper.
Do you know you have scratchy toilet paper?
Well, that's why she brought a whole thing of Charmin with her. Let's now go to San Francisco. There's a gentleman who is inexplicably wearing a road work vest, although... it doesn't really look like with the rest of his outfit that he's doing any work on the road. It's one of those kind of red emergency ones.
Right.
So I think it's just maybe a fashion statement. But needless to say, let's go to the city council meeting in San Francisco.
First of all, starting off, I'm appalled. My name is Ace and I'm on a case. I've been born and raised in the Fillmore, in which we call it the Phil, no more.
All right. Well, this guy came for a poetry slam.
You know what? Somebody said that yesterday. All these people sound like they're doing a poetry slam.
Well, this guy especially.
Well, of course. He's got a little rhymes going now.
He's a little Rudy Ray Moore in him.
The issue here that I'm come here to speak on, and I was coming to say, I'm not objective or for it, but we need to know what the hell they doing. Now, it shows some confidence there or shows some cockiness in which me, Ace, on the case, I'm very disappointed. So right now, it's a bad mark, but there's room for improvement. But you make it loud and clear in his ear that Ace is on the case. Now,
are we supposed to just guess what he's talking about?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Once again.
So far, I just know that Ace is on the case.
Yeah. The best thing about all of these is all the city council members and the people who have to take notes are just straight-faced. Like, they've heard a million maniacs.
Can you imagine in San Francisco?
This guy's like a 2 on a scale of 10.
We haven't finished yet.
Acid casualties and everything that comes in there.
Everyone's like, yes. Mm-hmm. You have 2 more minutes. Ace on the case, you have 30 more seconds.
All I know is
Ace on the case.
So far, all I've gathered in his first almost minute speaking is that Ace is on the case.
He is.
The information that I have here, I can't get from your secretary. She said confidential. Block it out. But I'm appalled. taking my time coming down here, although I'm down here at City Hall. I call it Silly Hall, but the deal is right now.
I was down here already, just hanging out the corner.
I'm just going to say, I slept outside.
I just happened to be in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I decided to pop in here and tell you, and just a heads up, I'm on the case. Okay?
Got it.
We'll save some time here. Just know Ace is on the case. What is the case of, sir? Herpes.
The issue is, my name is Ace. Ooh. And I've been on this case. Some of those people out there didn't want me all in that place. But it's no mystery. Just check my history. Ooh. I've been working on that case because it got a lot of conspiracy. Ooh. Thank you very much.
It's the West Coast Rock and Roll mic. Oh, no, I've seen the West Coast Rock and Roll mic.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, he'll be later on next week.
Okay.
Ace is on the case.
Yes, he is.
Excuse me, if I could sing.
My name is Ace. Ooh, and I've been on this case.
Okay, thank you. Just come on
in. If I could have the council's time, I'd like to sing.
My name is Ace. Ooh, and I've been on this case.
So he seemed like a fairly jovial gentleman, right?
Yeah.
He seemed like, you know, even though he was,
Ace was on the case.
Complaining about something.
Ace is on the case.
He's got no issue with the toilet paper.
No.
Sure. He's only got one butt.
No, he doesn't. Right.
I have two boobs, mm-hmm. not six.
Okay, well, that's good, because unlike that woman, but not everyone is as nice and jovial as Ace on the case. This one comes out of Austin, Texas. Here's a gentleman who is very, very upset about something. Now, on the city council panel is the mayor and a bunch of other people there. So this gentleman is looking directly at the mayor when he's speaking with him, okay? So he walks in, grimace on his face, not feeling it, wants to talk directly to the head of the city. Let's go to Austin, Texas.
At the July 27, 2015 CAP Metro board meeting, Mayor Adler was blocking the room's exit. When I walked straight at him with my gear in tow to leave, Mayor Adler opened the door and stepped aside. However, as I went by, Mayor Adler put his hand on my lower back, an unnecessary, uninvited physical contact against me. Under the guise of help, Mayor Adler's sick, flirtatious touch was actually him trying to possess, control, and exert power over me, like how homosexual males try to psychologically confuse, flip, and control us heterosexual males.
Yeah, I think that he's woken up in some situations where he's been like, foiled again.
The mayor has tried to give me a case of the gays.
No, you know this guy's like, you tricked me into this bathhouse.
How did I get stuck in this wall at this truck stop?
Yeah. you knew when you put it through the hole. What am I supposed to do?
fooled me again. I just love that. He touches the guy in the back as he's walking out the door, and it's like, all right, the man is trying to give me the gays.
No, it's obviously a man who's a gay guy and just hates himself for it. Like they're constantly trying to trick you. Like, you've got me again.
Is there someone who can figure this out?
Ace is on the case.
Oh, thank you, Ace. Please, thank you very much. And he's looking right at the mayor, by the way, who he's saying touched him on the small of his back.
The mayor's probably feeling pretty bad.
Keep your hands to yourself, Mayor Adler. If you lay a hand on me again, expect me to consider it assault per Texas Penal Code 22.01A3.
Penal code.
With the mayor.
How many times has he been tricked into with that?
You got me again!
Per Texas Penal Code 22.01A3, which legally frees and empowers me to use force to defend myself per Texas Penal Code 9.31 parts 2 and 3. Mayor Adler, how do you like being attacked? In Jesus' name I pray. God bless Texas and the nation at large.
Well, I don't know how you can recover from that scandal.
How do you like being attacked? In Jesus' name I pray.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the trickery of the homosexual.
Sure.
Constantly touching the small of your back.
What do you think, Ace?
My name is Ace. Ooh. And I've been on this case.
Okay, thank you very much, Ace.
Indeed he has been. You want to do the other one quickly?
Or yeah, let's knock it out.
All right, what do we got here?
Let's just go to North Dakota, shall we? Let's let this one just on its own.
Okay, I will not stop it.
You can run it in its entirety just straight,
okay,
shall we?
Okay? I will not stop it.
Discussion?
Madam President?
Yes.
I move to add the emergency clause.
Second, adding the emergency clause.
And discussion? Mayor, would you like to speak regarding this?
That's a first.
What was your question? The agreement for architectural daylighting.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I can't make this stuff up. This is a revolving loan that comes from Community Development Block Grant money. We've been working on this with the state for literally months. It's been passed through the county.
We'll wait.
You know, long after we're gone, they're still going to be disgusting.
We ought to have a recess.
You have to try to fart that loud. I know.
The second one, especially.
The second one. Yeah. We got some leftovers.
The first one, that's not like just by accident.
No.
That's a purposeful.
But there's so many old.
Madam President?
Yes.
I move to add the emergency clause.
Second, add the emergency clause.
And discussion? Mayor? Would you like to?
I got to know how big the guy is. I gotta know this.
Well, they're showing the woman talk.
Okay.
But you look at the panel, and it's just a bunch of old people who probably don't have the muscles anymore.
Oh,
they're
no.
atrophied okay. to keep it in.
No, those, right. Those are loose old lady ones. that's one with purpose.
You might be right.
No, like the guy who cuts my hair. You might be right. He goes like. He doesn't even realize it's happening.
It's like a horse neighing.
He doesn't have the strength.
Would you like to?
So the guy who cuts my hair is oblivious. He's so old, he's oblivious that he's farting. He's just like...
It's like someone breathing.
They did a South Park on it. Loose old lady farts. Like the guy who cuts my hair. And my son will be dying. It's like he'll be sitting behind me, but you can't laugh. Because the guy has no idea that he's farting.
It's just become white noise.
No, he just doesn't know.
The second one's respectable because you know that at that point, whoever did it was embarrassed and they're trying to hold it in.
Yeah, they're laughing and then it made the second one. Well, you know who did it. I mean, you can't sit there.
It's Ethel.
Would you like to?
Go to the end of it. I want to hear the second one.
Would you like
That's
to?
The first one. Then. No, maybe the second one.
Would you like to? Yeah, would you?
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Top. Who is Milo's favorite player?
Tree Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tucker and Rich.
Oh, Fred, too much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Tucker and Rich. I am an internet influencer at Fred Tucker on Instagram. It's my favorite picture I've ever taken of my children. Is up there right now. Literally the favorite picture I've ever taken of my children. My daughter is giving my son the finger, and he looks like he's smoking a joint. Daniel Kaplan is the sports business reporter for The Athletic, and he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Kaplan, hello, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. That was one of the more interesting intros I've ever had.
That's right. I'm a bad boy. But all right, Daniel, I've read the article and appreciate you coming on, and we can get into the specifics of what you're talking about in the future, but just out of curiosity, because I ask everyone this, do you have any idea when these leagues are thinking about getting things going again?
Well, they had hoped to get going by May, June, but I think they're beginning to realize that that's not going to be possible. And we've seen the reports that the NBA is now beginning to broach the concept of shutting down the season. What they don't want to do is push so far off into the future that the end of this season interferes with the start of the next season. So I, you know, remember, we're talking now about whether the NFL can start on time. So if we're having that discussion, it's sort of hard to see how the NBA and the NHL finish their seasons.
Yeah, Daniel, your article is kind of sobering, but it gives a little bit of hope as well as far as what life is going to be like once everything starts back up, if crowds going to these sporting events. And there's certain things that, when as I read this, I realize going to a sporting event might never be the same again. Can you kind of give us a glimpse of what you perceive to be once we're allowed to go back in groups to attend these events, what it will look like?
Well, it's not necessarily my perception, but, you know, talking to experts in the field, you know, we have to get past this whole COVID-19 situation. And until there's a vaccine, even if bans on large gatherings are lifted, are people going to be comfortable going back to venues and large stadiums? And one way you do that is trying to convince the fan base that the venue has installed protocols to weed out people who are sick. And you can do that by taking temperatures. There's thermal heat guns that people pass through, no different than an x-ray machine, that go off if someone has an abnormally high temperature. There's talk, I mean, this is not just for sports, but for society in general, that we'll all get digital badges or something to tell our employer, to tell this, you know, the arena you're trying to get into, that you don't have COVID-19 or you have the antibodies that say you had it and you've recovered. I mean, it's a lot of 1984 type stuff. But
that's what I was about to say. It's very Orwellian that you would have to wear something like that. But okay, so when I was reading your article, I was interested in this, is that it you know, you said the thermal thing. This is going to sound really dumb, but like, what if, how do they differentiate you having a temperature other than, or you just being hot?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I have not talked to the thermal heat gun people yet. I'm actually doing that this week. But they've started to install these in Asian airports. And I can't tell you if you have an abnormally high body temperature that's a degree to two degrees higher than normal. That's probably going to be a tough situation for you. But in general, the way this is supposed to work is if you have a temperature of, say, 100 or 101 and you pass through one of these machines and it tells the person at the door that you have a fever, you're not allowed entry. Now, obviously, this is not going to screen everybody who has COVID-19 because there are many people who are asymptomatic. But, you know, maybe it's not necessarily such a bad idea that people with high fevers don't come to sporting events.
Right. Now, how long does that take? You said it's just like walking through an x-ray, so it's fairly quick that they'll be able to, like, I'm trying to think of how long it would take for people to get in. This is a quick process?
it's supposed to be a very quick process. Mark Cuban had a comment about these thermal heat guns that I included in the story, and he said, we'll get used to it no different than you get used to people checking your backpack or emptying your pockets of your keys and whatnot. It'll just become part of the procedure of going into venues. It's hard to say if this is actually going to take place, and I don't know how the venues account for people who have paid tickets and get turned away at the door. Do the tickets have a disclaimer? Do you get your money back? There's so many questions here.
Yeah, but I mean, it does sound realistic that it would have to come to something like that, at least when this thing first starts back up. And you said that it's not just the getting through the gate and being allowed in. There's also going to be some other things that have to be considered, including like lines for concessions and seating, correct?
Correct. I mean, your ticket, for example, might not just get you into the venue. It might get you into the venue at a specific time, so you don't have throngs of people outside the venue before entering. So if the game starts at 7, you might have entry between 5:30 and 5:45, just as a hypothetical. And there's people who are marketing what's called checkerboard seating, which is you don't fill the whole venue. You space it out. No different than we see with the White House press conference. Now, hopefully that's not going to be something that becomes permanent. It's just to get us through this phase until we get a vaccine. But it's not going to be the same world when we get back to arenas.
So checkerboard seating is like every other seat and no one sitting in front of you or behind you. So it would be like half capacity, correct?
But that would have to be extremely temporary, and same with having to get into a venue at a certain amount of time, in a certain window. These leagues can't exist if those are permanent rules.
I don't necessarily know about getting into the venue, but certainly the checkerboard seating, if that were to become a permanent feature, the economics of sports would certainly change, and even the view of what we see on TV, which is, part of the theater of TV, watching a sporting event, it's not just the game, it's the crowd, it's the crowd shots, it's the packs. Imagine the Lambeau leap into a sparsely
guy just rams his head against the seat.
It doesn't seem like it would make good television.
No, this doesn't seem like good ideas.
But it's reality, though, right? I mean, that's
reality. Nobody asked for this.
Yeah, and what are other? Because I know that there was a lot of disappointment here in the States when China was looking to start things back up, and then all of that got pulled back by the government as well. I take it everyone's keeping an eye on what the other countries are doing who've got this before us, correct?
Right. I mean, I remember reading a story 2 weeks ago about, if we'd only been like South Korea, because they're starting up their basketball league. And I'm not going to get into the politics of what we should have done or shouldn't have done. But South Korea has now pulled back on the basketball, reopening their basketball league. And we all pay attention to what's going on. And we hear Dr. Fauci say this could become a seasonal virus. We all have to wonder what happens if the NFL opens up the season and the virus comes back. Hopefully by that point there's herd immunity and it won't be as big a deal, but until there's a vaccine, we may be in this start and stop phase.
Now, Daniel, for the research you've done and the people you've talked to, does the idea that the NBA is floating out there about how several months from now there being a playoff that's done with all of the teams in Las Vegas and there being obviously no spectators and them doing an abbreviated playoffs there kind of in isolation, does that sound like something that could work?
Well, the problem is everyone's been talking about this. Can you create a scenario in which you play with no fans? And for one game, and the Big Three, the 3-on-3 basketball league, is planning on doing something like this for one game. For one game, you could probably pull it off. But how do you keep the entire enterprise in quarantine? I mean, NBA playoffs, no matter how quick you run them, it's going to take, 3 weeks to a month to get through. How do you keep everyone in quarantine for that long a period of time? How do you justify all the testing that needs to be done when there's a shortage of tests? because every day everyone has to be tested to make sure they don't have the virus. Mm-hmm. So I don't see it's a nice idea. I just don't see it as a practical idea.
Imagine if we had tests.
That'd
be nice.
If we had tests, antibody testing, but that you know, the Big Brotherish sort of thing is once we have the test, if you could, how do you tell society, hey, Dan Kaplan, I have the antibody, or I don't have COVID-19. How does that work? Do I get a digital badge? Do I have to wear something that indicates I don't have it? How do I get, it's just, how is that going to work? We haven't really begun talking about, if we're going to reopen society, how do we notify everyone that you're not sick?
Daniel, would you wear a digital badge? Would you wear one?
I'm not a huge privacy rights guy, so I probably would, but I know there are lots of people who would have problems with it. But this gets off the beaten path for sports, but the whole notion of privacy and, there has to be a whole different conversation around that in this new environment.
Well, I think that what you're saying is that at the bare minimum, for sports as we know it to return, the tests have to be readily available to everyone, and they have to be also inexpensive. And I mean, because we were talking about this earlier, you can't have a league using a ton of tests when there's still people who aren't able to get the tests.
That's true. Well, I mean, we looked at the controversies when some of the basketball teams were getting the test, the Lakers, the Nets, and this became, the mayor of New York made a point of criticizing the Brooklyn Nets for being tested when others couldn't get tests. Until there's widespread testing and hopefully this antibody test comes out too, so it tells you whether you had COVID-19 and recovered and you might be immune to it. I think it was the chief medical officer of the NFL, Dr. Alan Sills, told the NFL Network that until there's really widespread testing, it's going to be difficult to see these leagues coming back.
If only someone saw it coming. Christopher Cross got tested, so I got a feel that that if he does, the guys in Foreigner can, and then it goes down from there.
And then music is saved. Really, if just those two artists right there are healthy, then music has been saved for our generation.
Christopher Cross is the only guy that remains.
Well, listen, I mean, we're all trying to make it to the corner of Mexico because we're riding like the wind.
You had to pull that one out. That was impressive. Daniel
That's
Kaplan.
That's the jam he closes the show with. That's the show closer.
Well, sailing opens, you're saying?
Da, 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 da. You don't end with that. Come on. You leave the place rocking.
I don't know. Maybe you open with it, and then you end with sailing and take the, drift the people home.
Maybe
Daniel Kaplan, I'm sorry that you had to hear that, is the sports business reporter for The Athletic. Very interesting stuff. If you go to The Athletic, go get a subscription. I have one. Rich has one. Wallach probably doesn't because he doesn't make any money. But Daniel, thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot. Stay safe.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. If only they had testing. If only someone could have seen that this was coming in January.
Brad, it comes down to that. It comes down to, and now we're starting to see it, and it's truly the only thing that's going to make people feel confident to go out again in mass, and that is you have to have everyone be able to get a test.
And that's the thing, is that as my opinions on this evolve, again, I do believe that people are going to have to get to work. But in terms of mass gatherings, I think that we're a ways away. I think that I have no confidence that that's coming anytime soon. I think it's just going to be come down to where people are going to be like, all right, because China, did you see what's going on in China? Like how many people are out at like the Great Wall and stuff? Like it's insane.
Well,
like,
I mean, I don't know what to believe when it comes to China.
Like, no. I've seen pictures.
No. What I mean is as far as how they're doing with it, because obviously their information is distorted. But South Korea is one to look at. Like, that is one that you can trust the information you're getting out of there. And he's right. Like, there was this feeling that they were going to be able to get sports back up. And then at the last minute, they pulled it back and said, well, we're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
Okay. My point on China is that when they lifted the restrictions, people went nuts.
Well, we're going to go nuts. Think about America once the restrictions are lifted. Everyone's going to go crazy. And that's obviously well-deserved. Okay. I mean, everyone who's going to be quarantined for that time.
Yes, but there has to be – but here – people are going to have to go to work. They're going to. Or it's going to be a disaster. However, there's got to be something in place where there's an evolution of where you can go in that there doesn't have to be mass gatherings. We don't need that. Like, we don't – economically, we don't need that. If you want to stop mass gatherings for the year, I'm fine with that.
Well, some businesses do. Like, restaurants need that.
Mass gatherings.
Oh, you mean like thousands of people.
Thousands of people. Sure. I don't know, but they're going to have to. No, you're going to have to open restaurants and things like that. I mean, you're just going to have to.
It's all testing. It all comes down to having tests readily available for everyone because that makes everything so much more efficient in getting rid of it. You got then you quarantine. You don't, all right, you're fine. You got it, quarantine. And that's how South Korea. That's how South Korea got, well, at least how their numbers went down so quickly.
Yeah, I think it's going to get to the point if you're a certain age or if your immune system has been compromised that – they're going to tell you to quarantine, but you're going to have to, I don't know. I mean, they're 35% unemployment rate scares the living crap out of me. All right. We will be back and we won't talk about the virus. And that's enough of that for the moment. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ew. Ew. 98.5, the Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. The only person, and this is a positive thing. By the way, I've been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. We've been going through all the seasons. It's just so great. And the New York Times had a thing with Larry David about how he's handling being in place. And it was the first thing that I read that I was like, yeah, he's right. I mean, he was like, I'm in here. He's in there with his wife and one of his daughters. And he's like, he's like, turkey sandwiches and I watch TV. And I went, oh, that's nice. It doesn't sound so bad. Turkey sandwiches and you watch TV.
The best thing about that article is the photo shoot he did. And that is someone from the LA Times drove up in a car and took a picture of him through his window, just waving. Mm-hmm. So all of his photos are from his house.
He opened, he opened up the front door, in fairness, for the New York Times. He did open up the front door. He did do that. But, Rich, I don't know if you have any of the responses to this, but Rex Ryan.
I do.
Okay, because they're hysterical. So Rex Ryan, who loves feet so much, he just can't get enough of them. He loves to put them in his mouth. I can only imagine when he puts the 2 feet of the woman together, what he does in between them. But you've never watched a foot fetish video? Yeah. He worships feet.
I know.
Dan, could you turn my my clips up? Because there's plenty of Rex Ryan salivating about feet clips to be played. Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah.
He worships feet.
Rex Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
I know you do.
He worships feet. He puts them in his
mouth.
Is
it okay to touch them again?
Yeah.
He'll lick them to lube them up.
Really beautiful feet.
They are beautiful.
Really beautiful feet.
That's right.
Oh, God, I love foot fetishes. And then you don't
have
great
to put your feet in. You
no,
can leave them
no,
out.
No. You keep the feet out. And everything else in your body is inconsequential. All he wants is your feet. All right. So, Rich, he had the audacity, Rich, to challenge a signing of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep. Here is Rex Ryan on Get Up.
That was Amari Cooper. This is who he is. And Dan, he doesn't love football. Hell with it. He stops his routes. He does all this. I wouldn't have paid this turd.
Okay, so he said he wouldn't pay it this turn.
And, and now, does he stop routes? I have no idea. I have no idea what Amari Cooper does. I know that he's very effective, but I don't sit there and break down film like an idiot. So he said that, Rich, mm-hmm. and oh boy, people did not like that.
Well, almost immediately afterwards, by the way, anyone from ESPN who says that they wished he hadn't said that, I will point to the Get Up Twitter account, which tweeted it out, and then it was retweeted by ESPN's Twitter account.
Wait, who said that they wish he didn't say it?
Hang on.
I know you're going to play clips, but what the hell is he supposed to do? That's his job. Like, what is he supposed to do? He's supposed to sit there and he's supposed to give his opinions on the talent of football players.
Fred, you are not allowed to have any personality whatsoever if you're on ESPN. You know this.
It is
That's
ridiculous.
Why we have Mike Greenberg.
A Greenberg show is straight and narrow, Fred.
I mean, as vanilla as possible. But Schefter can get out there and wet his pants because of the draft.
Yep.
I mean, give me a... Oh, God.
That wasn't on the Greenberg show. That was a different
program. Oh, no, but that was so controversial. Oh, Schefter, of all my worries, please don't have the draft. Ooh. All right, so people got mad at Rex Ryan because he had the audacity. Hey, what do I know about Amari Cooper? Maybe he does. All right, so what did the people say?
Well, first of all, like moments after that clip was put out, Ian Rappaport retweeted it and put, "What has Amari Cooper done to deserve this personal attack? He's a hard worker, played through injuries, and is a good teammate. Rex Ryan should apologize."
Okay, so what did he do to deserve this? It's not like he went after his family or his, or him personally. He said he doesn't like him as a football player. Why should he have to apologize for that? Why the hell should he have to apologize for saying someone... He don't like him as a football player.
It's the word turd, Fred. You can't use the word turd.
Imagine having an opinion about that your job is to critique people that play football. Critique them on the field. Not off the field. On the field. And then he critiques the guy. And then, what, he's going to apologize? Go screw.
Well, it's that he compared his play to that of feces. In a comical way.
Well, the thing is that you'd be like, Mark Sanchez was like feet.
That's right.
That was the ultimate compliment.
Well, everyone loves, Rex Ryan's obsession.
Really beautiful feet.
Beautiful feet. Yeah, that's right. What'd you think of that?
You thought
you were going to get away with playing him and me not going off foot on you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right. So are there people outraged?
Yeah. Let's get to there's been players all over the league who are outraged, including Devin McCourty. Devin McCourty, very outraged by this.
I just wanted to call ESPN and say, ESPN, listen, you have the Jordan documentary coming out. You don't need to air Rex Ryan. Like, you don't need that. Ratings are going to go through the roof. Would you drop Jordan doc? It's a wrap. Like, soon as Rex Ryan said that, we should have cut it. Should have never had
him
on air.
Shut up.
We had to do just cut it.
Go
in the trash.
Shut up.
The Jordan doc is going to drop.
Like, shut
we don't
up.
Need any extra hits for now.
Shut up.
But the crazy thing was, not only after he said it, like, did up, posted it on Twitter. ESPN retweeted
boy,
it on
wow.
Twitter. So it was just like,
oh boy.
Y'all, everybody was
that.
All in on this turd comment to me, but that's where, I guess, and at the same time, it's all about entertainment.
It's all about entertainment, stupid. The audacity of him going and saying that they should have taken it down. Oh my God, everyone is insane. Everyone has gone insane. Are you kidding me? The guy's job, because I even thought Rush Limbaugh shouldn't have been fired. I thought it was one of the worst hirings of all time. But I didn't even think that he should have been fired.
Oh, you're talking about Monday Night Football.
Yes.
I forgot what he was fired for. I forgot what he
said. He said something about Donovan McNabb getting a break because he was black or something like that. And now, maybe now, I feel differently and maybe he should have been fired. Whatever. But if I shouldn't even bother that. But
your argument's ruined, Fred.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now I feel
like... My whole thing is that you take any kind of person that has somewhat of a personality or somebody who's got somewhat of a sense of humor, and they just get whitewashed whenever you go on ESPN. It's like you completely have to succeed at ESPN and to keep your job, you have to be as vanilla as possible.
Yes.
You have to basically be a Mike Greenberg machine that they print out there. I want stats. I want facts. I want stats. I want facts. No humor. No humor. That's why I think that, what's his name? Who's the kicker? Pat McAfee. He's not long for that job there. He's going to say something that is, you know, somewhat funny and use like a third grade word like turd. And that's going to end up getting him in trouble. So minutes later, Fred, about 30 minutes later, internet backlash, here was Rex Ryan once again on ESPN.
Earlier today on Get Up, you had some comments surrounding Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper. I know you'd like to clarify those. So the floor is yours, Coach.
Oh, yeah. First off, I mean, I can't believe I said that, used that word.
God.
Obviously, it was a poor choice by me to say what I said about Amari. And anybody knows me. Quite honestly, I think the world of every player and have a great deal of respect for every single player in the National Football League, including Amari Cooper. Now, with that being said, I think the Cowboys overspent for Amari Cooper.
Okay.
Right. So in any reality, but especially now, I'm very concerned about his opinion of Amari Cooper on the field. It is everything to me. I need him to apologize immediately. With everything that's going on, all I care about is his critique of Amari Cooper. And I like that Devin McCourty is so in tune with the public that he took his time to make that happen. And I like that Rex Ryan had to apologize for an opinion. And that word, turd, they could say that on Leave It to Beaver. Like, turd? That's the bad word now?
Right, knucklehead. It's like turd and knucklehead.
He's a Weisenheimer. He's a regular Weisenheimer.
He's a rapscallion.
Oh my God, this world, just let it go. This is what you're concerning yourselves with, you idiots. This is the big thing you're concerning yourselves with. Do you think anyone gives a rat's ass about his opinion about Amari Cooper? By the way, Amari Cooper just got paid tens of millions of dollars.
Coming off a career season.
If you give me tens of millions of dollars, you can call me what you want to call me. The proof is in the pudding. I got paid. I made money. Rex Ryan. Hey, by the way, if you make that amount of money, and someone, they didn't go after your family, they didn't go after you, you as a private citizen. If you give me that kind of money, I have what, Rich? I have opened myself up to criticism.
Right.
To be called a turd. I'm sorry that anyone who knows me knows I wouldn't use that term, turd. Go watch Get Up then. So great. They can't say turd. Go watch the show. It's so fantastic that they can't insult a guy who makes that much money.
Well,
insult
it is scary.
His performance on the field.
It's scary that they're sanitizing this as much as they are. And you know what else is scary? A boneyard match.
All right, so we are going to talk to Joe Murray, who, listen, I was drunk on the Instagram on Saturday. Friday. He seemed incredibly high when he was talking about WrestleMania, and there's nothing wrong with it. I was drunk. I was drunk on Friday. And so we will talk to him about his thoughts on the boneyard match coming up in just a moment.
Hey, it's Wallach for Window Nation. We all know we're all trapped inside. We're all looking around at the house. We're cleaning things up that we ordinarily don't clean. Maybe you looked at your windows. Maybe you've decided it's time for a change, but you can't afford it. Wrong. Times are changing, and so is Window Nation. They have new online virtual quote and live video presentations right from the safety of your home. Go to windownation.com to schedule and get the best pricing of the year with deferred payments for 2 years. Not even a down payment. Plus, you get two free windows for every two you buy. You know about Window Nation by now. They have an A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau, a comprehensive lifetime warranty on the entire window, including glass, a 97% customer satisfaction rating as well. Free online virtual quotes are valid for 6 months, and you can defer payments for 2 years. Get two free windows with every two you buy, no limit, plus put zero down and pay zero interest for 2 years. You are out of excuses. You don't have to pay now. You pay very much later. Check them out, 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Again, that number to get in touch and make your home better, 866-90-NATION, and tell them Wallach sent you.
Hey, it's Zoe. For over 99 years, my good friends at the Oakers Company have been New England's premier technology solutions provider, and that means that you can count on Oakers to keep your business, healthcare facility, government agency, remote work, or school operating with the most advanced technology to power through this time. Visit Oakers.com.
The Shaw's and Star Market team are working hard to keep the shelves stocked and supplied with what you need. They sincerely appreciate your patience and your patronage. To help keep up with the increased demand, Shaw's and Star Market is hiring. Visit shaws.com/careers or starmarket.com/careers to apply today. Shaw's and Star Market are proud to be part of your local community for over 100 years.
So, Boston, you may have heard the local legend about teenagers literally tipping cows, like with money, tucking it right under their briskets. While we cannot confirm or deny this so-called cow-tipping behavior, we can tell you the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on home, renters, or condo insurance. And Geico could help you save on boat, RV, or motorcycle insurance. Plus, they have agents you can reach 24/7.
I'm certain the cows wish the tipping would happen 24-never.
I can't speak to that, but I can say that Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
The cows, however, voted the tipping teens their largest annoyance.
Plus, Geico gives people more free time with access to their mobile app you can use to file a claim, pay your bill, or add a driver.
Local cows hope the teens find something more constructive to do with their free time.
Geico. You could get legendary savings and more at geico.com, over the phone, or at your local office.
How do you feel? That's the question they ask at Orange Theory. Not just how do your biceps or abs feel, how do you feel? How much more energized has your life become? How much more enjoyable are your days? How alive can you feel? Because success goes beyond the scale. This is how a more vibrant life begins. Orange Theory Fitness has created science-backed, technology-tracked, coach-inspired workouts that are designed to transform anyone at any fitness level from the inside out. Visit any of their 30-plus New England studios, including South Nashua, Manchester, and Portland, Maine, and book your first class free. Orange Theory Fitness. Start your journey to more life.
Hey, it's Maz letting you know that Rodenizer Home Services is still operating during the governor's current stay-at-home order. Plumbing, heating, AC, and electrical services are necessary to maintain the safety, sanitary, and essential operations of your home. Rodenizer has technicians available to help. Many services are being offered at a discount, and virtual quotes for new and replacement systems are free. Call Rodenizer Home Services or schedule online at rodenizer.com. and do it today.
A clogged drain never happens at a good time. John Sewer and Drain Cleaning has a team of over 40 technicians on the road and offers same-day 24-7 service to help you with your drain emergency. John Sewer, on call since 1976. Visit johnsewer.com.
We get the job done.
Avidia Bank is a community bank built to serve the people and businesses in their community. We're all connected. We all need each other. We're honestly proud for the goodness in our community. Avidia Bank, honest to goodness. Member FDIC, member DIF.
The last hour of Toucher and Rich was brought to you by Awaken 180. Lose weight instead of gaining it during this lockdown with Awaken 180, a customized program helping you curb hunger, navigate shopping lists, and takeout menus. Results at home with Awaken 180 weight loss.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.